Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. Today, I am delighted to have with us, all the way from Costa Rica, Donna Bond. Donna is a catalyst for personal transformation, a spiritual life and business coach, and author of Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You. She supports individual transformation of consciousness, has clients across the globe, and helps them evolve to new heights of meaningful success, personal fulfillment, and spiritual aliveness, using the principles and practices of spiritual psychology. Donna, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Howard. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So just to start with, tell the listeners a little bit about your evolution and how you got to be where you are today, providing all this enlightenment.
Thank you. Well, I was in the middle of my life at the age of 44, which was a very significant age for me because that's how old my father was when he died. And I was working in the field of hospitality as a corporate marketing executive, and I was at the top of my game. And, you know, when you looked around, it all looked perfect on the outside. But deep inside of me, I was really unfulfilled. And when I turned the age that my father was when he died, suddenly I was in this really big rush to figure out, what is all of this about? What are we doing here? You know, what does life mean? What is the contribution that I'm making to it? And I had experienced deep discontent and a really, really deep unfulfilled places inside of myself, probably for a decade. And I had ignored it and pushed it down and dismissed it until I couldn't do it anymore. And I actually went crying to an intuitive, which I had done many times before. And she said, Donna, they're spelling it out for me. Your guides are spelling it out for me. Spiritual psychology. And I said, what in the hell is spiritual psychology? And she gave me the name of two universities that taught a program in that. And I went home and consulted the other oracle. I Googled it. And very quickly, I found my way to the University of Santa Monica. At this time in my life, Howard, this was completely nonsensical. It did not make any logical sense at all that I would be attracted to a program like this or enroll myself in it. But I did. After a lot of resistance, after working through so many limiting beliefs and working through so much inner struggle and resistance, which was all part of it. And through enrolling in that program, I turned my attention from things in the outside world to things in the inside world, things inside of me. And it became a journey into myself. And once that traction started, it was hard to stop it. And I was really shown my way into coaching, because had you told me up front, you're going to be in these beautiful, sacred, intimate, heart-opening, vulnerable conversations with women, I would have said, oh yeah, that's never going to happen. But here we are nearly a decade later.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. And I'm sure you had some resistance at the beginning along the way, but something compelled you, right? Perhaps the satisfaction, perhaps the obvious wisdom in what you were following, perhaps a sense of you need to understand about being, not doing, right?
Ooh.
And, you know, that is the challenge all of us, I believe, face when you, especially when you are talking about spirituality. We move from doing to being. And so many of us don't address who we are.
Right. Yeah, there was definitely an inner pull, an inner call. There was something that, even though it didn't make any logical sense in my analytical mind, which I was very fixated in my analytical mind at that time in my life, yet this, call it intuition, call it an inner knowing, call it your original wisdom, which is what I call it. Mm-hmm. It was really the power of my soul aligning my life with what I've come here to do.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's so empowering, because it comes with very little or even no resistance, right? I mean, what else is there?
And, you know, beyond, and I want to be clear, beyond what I came here to do, it's really who I came here to be,
right.
As you were saying. And that really is the truth of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great story. Great, great, great story. I really appreciate the fact that you did this at the time of your life you did, where you've been very successful in a conventional way in the doing world, but you knew something wasn't right.
Yeah. And, you know, this whole journey and over the last 10 years has been one opportunity after another to surrender and to surrender again. And, you know, even making the shift from my corporate life and my direct deposit paycheck and all of the things that came with that, the status and the recognition and the notoriety and all of that, you know, it's been one ego death after another.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so aware of the support that I have from the universe, you know, and really ushering me gently into the next phase and the next phase and the next phase in ways that are undeniable, in ways that trump logic, where it's beyond the mind and it becomes a knowing, an embodied knowing at the deepest level.
Yes, absolutely. And a couple of things there you say that I think are really important. One is we completely overestimate and reify logic and rationality. And what we don't realize is that logic and rationality are very context dependent and conditional. But we treat them as, oh, they're the total answer, especially in today's world. I work with a predictive analytics company where we combine human and artificial intelligence, because I'm not sure you can really divide them. You know, artificial intelligence, first of all, everything is perceived through the human lens. So it's created by humans, right? So, you know, it isn't this sort of mystical, magical answer. You know, it's great. It can do a lot of stuff. But that's not, doesn't make it wise, actually. And so, you know, that is important that we don't reify logic and rationality. And the other thing is, as you said, embodied. For me, that is really key. That when you actually take anything on, but something as important as this, it's embodied. Because our mind body are not two separate things. As you know, our mind body is one amazing, amazing complex system that we barely understand, actually.
But that embodiment gives us the experience, right? And it's through our experience that wisdom is cultivated. And so my mission, you know, in the world with the work that I'm doing is really helping people step out of the logic and have a more experiential understanding of this inherent intelligence, this inherent wisdom that has all of the direction and the guidance and the keys to the kingdom that we're out here scurrying around in the physical world, trying to find and get, and, you know, let that be the source of our satisfaction, when in fact, it's a little bit like empty calories. Be good for a minute going down, but there's no lasting sustenance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to understand that. And I'm sure that is something that you learned and, of course, then pass on to your clients, the women you're working with, to take that approach. And it's not easy because we're surrounded in this world and raised in this world in the human doing, do. Check off the list. Life's a to-do list. There's more to it than that, and that's what you're working on, right?
Yeah.
And when you take that perspective, it's amazing that it isn't more prevalent, because human being should come first rather than human doing.
You know, I think back to my mindset at the beginning of my journey, which, you know, really started in 2013. And I just didn't have the framework that I have today that really invites me into it and aligns me with the unlimited possibilities that are available. It really wasn't something that I could even imagine that was possible back then. You know, I had such a fixed mindset. And it's that fixed mindset where we think we know it all, right? We think we've got all the answers. And so we live in that box. And we believe that that inside of that box is our whole world. And we don't even question if there's anything behind the wall on the other side of the box that we're living in. And that really, I mean, that was absolutely me. You know, I grew up as the daughter of two Italian American immigrants whose parents came, you know, over on the boat, quote unquote, as we say, from Italy. And everybody was doing their best. And I just took everything that they passed down to me as law, as gospel, as the highest truth. And whew, there was a whole lot more.
For sure. Yeah, there is a whole lot more. Yeah, that lies for most people, unfortunately, beneath the surface. And is, as I say, we are dominated by, you know, the to-do, the doing, the practicality of life. And one can understand where that came from. But it completely overshadows our spiritual side. And it's through people like you that people can become awakened to that. And then that transforms your life, which we will talk about transformation when we come back after this short commercial break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today, I'm delighted to be talking with Dana Bond. She had a spiritual experience that changed her life, and she now helps others reach to find greater depths in their lives through addressing really important spiritual issues. So, Dana, I'm sure you had some great awakenings along the way. You know, are there any that particularly stand out for you? I'm sure there are several moments, times where your eyes were really opened.
Yes, my gosh, Howard, there's so many of them. I think one of the most important ones, which is a very fun story, and, you know, I want to umbrella this by sharing with your listeners the importance of paying attention to the conversation available with the universe. And, you know, I love being in a conversation with the universe and seeing the signs and taking the cues and following the path that just magically opened in front of me, right? And this requires our presence and our awareness, and it requires us to slow down in order to do that. This story actually was back in the beginning of my journey. I was working for the Ritz-Carlton still at the time, and I had made it through the first year of my master's program in spiritual psychology at the University of Santa Monica. And I was reading a book called E Squared by Pam Grout, 9 do-it-yourself experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality. And in the book, one of the exercises asks you to make a demand of the universe, which I actually don't recommend. I don't think the universe really likes demands, but it was an experiment and I engaged in it. Mm-hmm. And I asked the universe to bring me an apple, which was really random and really obscure. And at the time in my life that this was happening, it meant absolutely nothing to me. So the next day, I got on an airplane and flew to the Ritz-Carlton Global Leadership Conference, where in the past, let me not go down that road. I'm on the airplane And I'm reading another book called Finding Your Element by Ken Robinson, which was, I was very enthusiastic about it because I was looking for my element. And I was on the very last couple of pages of this book and was no closer to finding my element than I was in the beginning, when all of a sudden I was sort of stopped in my tracks. Robinson was talking about how most of us play it safe, how most of us stick close to the shorelines. And as I'm reading this, suddenly coming up inside of me, I am confronted with how safe I have played it in my life. And he uses Mark Twain's really famous quote, 20 years from now, you're going to be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the things you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, explore, dream, discover. And I'm feeling this emotion that is like bubbling its way up inside of me. And I get to the next quote, which is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it says, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lie within us. And now I'm like, what lies within us? What lies within me that I have ignored or pushed down or disregarded? What lies within me that wants to be set free, that wants to be expressed, that wants to be shared? Whether anybody cares about it or not, it doesn't matter. It's like, what within me needs to be set free? And then I got to the clincher. And what I didn't mention is at the time of this, that I'm on this airplane, I have a frozen shoulder, which is incredibly painful. And it was incredibly painful on that day, but I was applying my usual strategy that works great for corporate executives worldwide. I ignored it. But I got to this quote by Elizabeth Appel. And then the day came when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. And in that moment, Howard, that tight bud was my frozen shoulder. And it was as if there was a wrinkle in time and my crown opened up and I was downloaded with this brilliant awareness in that moment that if I stayed confined in this role, in this job, I would die. And I felt the confinement of what was that bud showing up as this frozen shoulder that I had. And it was like this clap of thunder. You know what I mean? It was just this altering revelation in the moment that was so big and so profound. And I sobbed. I absolutely sobbed from the awareness of the truth that I had always known inside of me, but I just wasn't willing to look at. I just wasn't willing to get out of my comfort zone. I wasn't willing until that moment to do anything other than play it safe. And in that split second, I had absolute clarity that I needed to resign my position and that I had no idea what I would do, but I knew I couldn't do what I was doing for another minute longer. So when I got off the plane and I attended that conference, I was looking through a very different lens than I had ever looked through before. And typically I'm, you know, the first one to the breakout room. I got a front seat. I'm taking copious notes so that I can get back to the office and implement everything that I learned. None of that is happening. And I'm really marveling at my life, my career, what I've achieved for like a middle class ladder climber. And I knew that it was time to make a change. So I moved through the whole conference. It's the very last night, and my name is called to the stage where I am the recipient of the Marketing Achievement Award for the third consecutive year in a row. And as I'm walking back to my table, clutching my award, I'm even more confident that, you know, let's go out on top. I've had a great run. It's time to do something else, even though I have no idea what it is. So I sit back down where they have just served dessert. And in front of me, Howard, is the most beautiful and elaborate apple dessert with apple clafouti and green apple sorbet and apple this and apple that. And, you know, in typical Ritz-Carlton fashion, they've given you a menu card because sometimes I need like a poster board to fall out of the sky and hit me in the head because I may have missed it otherwise. But there it was, universe, deliver me an apple. And in that moment, I knew we are so much more than what we believe. We are so much more connected and powerful in ways that have nothing to do with the physical world. And in that moment, I had the most extraordinary hope and belief for humanity's magnificence.
Wow, that's a great story. When you said you're going to reach out for an apple, where my head went was, oh, you won an award and they gave you a MacBook Pro. but clearly, the real version of it is much better than that. Now that's awesome. That's amazing. And the whole context of that, you know, going to this convention, winning, you know, the award again, and here's your life right there, in almost like this one metaphor, right?
Okay.
And yeah, and yeah, very, very, very interesting. And so that's an amazing that that's happened to you. The question, you know, that I wouldn't say grapple with because I got ideas about it, but the question for me is, how do we convey that to other people? You know, it's one thing for us to experience these amazing experiences. How do we get them on that path? They'll have their experiences if they engage, right? But how do we get them on that path? Do you have specific tools, techniques, or does it depend a lot on, you know, who you're working with, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, Howard, gosh, it's such a big question. I don't know that we do get anyone on the path, to be honest with you. I think each individual has to get themselves on the path. And I laugh, you know, I say spirit sends me my clients, and the people who come to work with me are answering a call from their soul. And that's really what this was for me. I was answering a call from my soul. And unfortunately, we humans, it takes a lot for us to voluntarily make a change in our life. And, you know, as I shared, I was experiencing so much discontent for a long, long time that I had ignored and turned my head to. And when we are experiencing that much discontent mentally, emotionally, it's going to show up physically. It's going to show up in our physical life in the form of broken relationships, in the form of illness, in the form of maybe you're going to lose your job or something is not working in your life. But that has to get really big for a lot of people for them to then turn their attention inward to begin looking for answers. Because, you know, in typical fashion, the way that we've been taught and brought up is to, you know, solve your own problem, force and push your way onto the next thing. And so that's what we do. And, you know, my message is really about inviting people into something that is, this sounds so cliche, like the answer to it all, but when, and I know that you know this, when we are aligned with the highest part of our beingness, all of the things that we're chasing in the physical world are naturally coming forward effortlessly. We are happy for no particular reason. We are experiencing the joy and the fulfillment and the meaning and the purpose. It's like everybody wants to know, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Your purpose isn't a job. It's not a thing. It's experiencing your life on purpose. That you are in an exchange with the universe. You are part of life itself. And when we can break through the crap that we are emboldened to and free ourselves from the confines of our limited framework in our own minds, we can begin to step in to these possibilities of expansion and these possibilities of experiencing, like firsthand experiencing, this beautiful, wisdom-filled energy that is enlivening you, that is animating you, that is breathing you.
Absolutely. So well said, which is appropriate because we need to take a short break. Then come back and further explore Donna Barnes' amazing experience and how she empowers or tries to help others find the same path. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. And today, delighted to have with us Donna Bond, talking about spirituality and finding purpose. Donna, you've obviously now worked over a decade in this field, and I'm sure you've learned some things about other people's experiences and what this trajectory looks like as people move towards shifting out, at least de-emphasizing the doing, the to-do list, towards the being.
Yeah, well, I think that the hardest thing, Howard, is action is required to get out of our comfort zone, to do something different, to change our mind. I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, and we like to say that anytime anyone changes their mind, a miracle has occurred. And, you know, that's really true. And this is part of the journey. because we cannot experience growth and success unless we first get out of our comfort zone. And the reason we don't want to get out of our comfort zone is because that lands us into the unknown zone. And the unknown zone is really the business of the soul. And, you know, in our left brain, logical minds, we want to know all the steps. What do I got to do? How long is it going to take? What's the return on my investment? What's the exit strategy going to be, right? We want to know all the information and all the answers. And when we're willing to get out of our comfort zone and be in the space, in spiritual psychology, Drs. Ron and Mary Holnick have titled it the divine unknowing, which I just love, the divine unknowing. What happens there is we can let go of what it is we think we know and how we think we're supposed to navigate logically according to our mind. And we can then begin to put our trust in this higher wisdom. We can then begin to follow the lead of our soul. And this is the thing that's a really big leap for people, is your soul knows exactly what it's doing. It knows exactly where it's going. And for us to align with it, it requires we take our hands off the wheel. And this is the really hard and scary part. And that's why it lands us into the unknown zone, because it doesn't necessarily mean there's danger, but it does mean it's a space of not being familiar. And when things aren't familiar, our ego mind goes into safety, security, comfort, and control. We throw up red flags, and then there comes the wall of resistance that's going to sabotage us from moving forward, from getting unstuck, moving into, you know, the next possible thing in our life. In my next upcoming book, which is called Spiritual Ambition, I talk a lot about our entelechy. And our entelechy is the fullest realized expression of who we have come here to be in this life. And the entelechy of an acorn is an oak tree. The entelechy of a caterpillar is a butterfly. Every single human being has an entelechy. And the purpose of our life is to live into the possibilities of what we are here to express. So in order for that to happen, we must step out of our comfort zone. We must face our fear again and again and again. I hate to break it to everybody, because each time we're willing to be in that unknown place, we open ourselves to pathways and possibilities that couldn't and didn't exist until we were ready to make that leap. Because it is in, I like to say, in the air of the leap that all of a sudden, all of those things open to us that we never could have seen or lined up with or been exposed to before that time. And so, if you visit my website, donnabond.com, and in my online courses, I have a course called Traversing Transformation. And the entire course is an aerial view of transformation, an aerial view of what the journey looks like. And it's, you know, when you're in an airplane and the pilot is circling and he doesn't come on the speaker and everybody gets a little nervous because you don't know what's going on. But then as soon as he comes on and he says like, oh, there's a gate jam at 34D at LAX, everybody's like, yeah, of course there is. And you can relax and you're okay. Well, having that information for our logical mind, our left brain analytics, so that our nervous system can do an exhale and just relax a little bit. That is my intention of shining the light on what does this journey look like. So you can check that out on donnabond.com. But everybody's journey is different. Everybody's, all of the limiting notions that we hold in our mind are different. You know, it's different for everyone according to their upbringing and their culture and their environment. You know, we say it's not for the faint of heart, and the rewards are great. And I can't even imagine being back in my old life. You know, I still enjoy many things in the physical world, in a very real world, physical world way. But I have this companionship, this partnership with the highest part of myself that I trust beyond all else, beyond anything I'm reading, you know, anywhere in the media or on the news or even in a book, right? It's that direct connection with what I know to be true for me inside of me. And each time I am willing to make the leap, right? I'm making another leap. My life becomes more extraordinary, richer, more delicious, more fun, more playful, more abundant.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Wonderfully said. And that's the escape route from the physical to-do list world and all the notions we have about everything, more specifically ourselves too. And when you are able to put that barrier up and see those just as external things, not things that are part of you, that's an incredible experience.
Yeah.
It really is. And I've experienced that myself, and it's amazing. Suddenly, all of those things, they're there, but you're not reacting to them. You're not responding to them. You're not buying into them. You're just there. You're just being. An amazing experience. And I'm sure.
Altitude, really.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And, you know, there are obviously numerous techniques people use to reach that state. But, you know, this goes beyond, you know, meditation or mindfulness. I mean, those are very useful tools. But again, the whole point of those exercises isn't to sit for 10 minutes in a comfortable spot every day and with your eyes closed. It's to take that as your perception of the world, not for 10 minutes of a day, but for all of it, right?
Yeah. Well, spiritual psychology really teaches us that everything that's happening in our life is happening as a beautifully designed opportunity, giving us the stepping stones to this next level of our highest potential. And the moment we can shift our thinking to be able to see life through that lens, we have immediately taken ourselves out of the place of the victim and we have landed ourselves into a seat of empowerment. And I know that you know all about this, right? Yes. It's like being able to see the worst circumstances, the biggest trauma, drama, all of life's chaos and confusion and upheaval, and being able to look at that and say, okay, what is here for me? What is on offer? What am I being invited into? How is this situation asking me to evolve?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's sad to me that, you know, we live in what I sometimes call the golden age of victimhood, that, that there's a lot of cultural pressure to see the world through the victim lens. And hey, terrible things happen to people. That's not what this is about. This is about your strength, your being, your meaning. And that is way more than spending your time regretting, being mad, being shamed, whatever it is. That's got to be a stepping stone to something much bigger, much bigger.
I wanted to ask you about something that I read on your website. You said, God is a coach, not a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. Because in therapy, because it's in the medical model, a lot of it still comes as, oh, here's the wise person telling this poor victim what to do and sort of doing it for them. And I don't see God like that. In coaching, it's different. It's, oh, you got an issue. Let me help you resolve the problem. I'm not going to resolve it for you. You resolve it. And there's that difference that I refer to as the coach is, I'm here to help you, and support you, but you're the ones doing the work, not just listening, getting medication or whatever. Right.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. That's what I meant by that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to add into this too, that with coaching is designed to take us into the future.
Exactly.
Right? And I think sometimes therapy keeps us trapped in the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course. And again, that's part of the coaching is, God is a coach, not a therapist. It's not diving into the past and trying to examine all these theories of why this happened to you. I'm not sure that's very helpful at all.
Right. Right.
What's needed is transformation now.
Yes.
And I'm here to help you, but you got to do the work.
So I coach using the modality of spiritual psychology and really help my clients see their life through the lens of the soul. And, it's our ego and our left brain analytical mind that is constantly caught in the polarity of life, where we're hung up on what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad and what's up and what's down. And that is how we stay trapped and entangled in the trappings of our life. And we can't see our way out because we're just ping-ponging back and forth between this, these extremes, which we see that all over our world.
Mm-hmm.
Yet from the perspective of the soul, we see everything as neutral. We see everything as giving us an experience to gain more wisdom. And the soul is in it for the experience. And the soul is comprised of wisdom, seeking more wisdom. And that's why it's here, embodied, having an experience of a lifetime, being able to have these firsthand, tangible, embodied, experiential understandings that transcend knowledge and logic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very well articulated, Dana. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show, but
I can't believe it was fast.
Not the end of the interaction. We will definitely talk again, have you back. When's your book coming out? Your new book?
Howard, that's a great question. You can get the current book right now, Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You. If you're interested in the new book, you can go to spiritualambition.com and you can get on the list. And in the meantime, my book is available at all of the booksellers and of course on Amazon. And I narrated the audio. So great. You can listen to the audible, you can get my transmission energetically and all of my quirky personality coming through in the pages of the book.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you again for your time and your presence on the show, Colin. It's been delightful.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.